Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. With gold, you shield your gains from taxes, you keep the real value of your money, and you own a global asset, something tangible. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And my thanks to everyone who helped spread the video, the interview with General McInerney and Dr. Lee Vliet about the plot to destroy America and the people behind that plot. Of course, it's not just Joe Biden and his criminal administration. It involves the deep state implemented by former President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I want to do an update and provide additional information because the stolen election in which the imposter president was implemented was not pulled off solely by Democrats and their apparatus. It also involved a few key Republicans who are compromised. But before I get to that, I just want to share this good news. It's completely logical that the Texas GOP would pass a resolution declaring Joe Biden, quote, not legitimately elected because he was not legitimately elected. He was installed. And the puppet president, the imposter in chief, continues to speak brazenly bizarre, demonstrable lies about the state of the economy and the financial state of most Americans. Listen to this.
Unemployment rate is near historic lows. Millions of Americans are moving up to better jobs and better pay. And since I took office, families are carrying less debt on average in America.
All right, let's pause it there. A demonstrable 100% lie. Less debt for Americans since the imposter president took office? Well, according to even the whore mainstream media, consumer debt has soared to the highest levels in over a decade. And in fact, according to CNN, consumer debt soared by $52 billion in March, an annual increase of 14%. The average American is now drowning in debt just by trying to pay their basic needs and the costs of living. So what else is Sleepy Joe lying about?
They have more savings than they've had?
More savings, huh, Joe? Well, according to the mainstream whore media, American savings are plummeting amid record high inflation. And Fortune says Americans' savings rates hit Great Recession era lows. The personal savings rate was 4.4% in April, according to data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, the lowest rate recorded since September 2008. And it's all by design, because sleepy, illegitimate Joe is in the pocket of the World Economic Forum.
Definitely, multilateralism will get a boost by the election of President Biden. And I'm very hopeful that we can now create the necessary systems which we need for the 21st century.
He wants to destroy America by design, which is why he killed the Keystone XL pipeline on day one. So here's the important part about this video. As I said, it wasn't just the criminal Democrat apparatus that helped install this imposter president. No, there were key Republicans, compromised people, who also are responsible for the state in which we find ourselves now. And after a quick word about our sponsor, I'm going to play a shocking accusation about a powerful Republican who aided in getting this imposter president installed in the White House. Stay tuned. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, this is the website of John McGreevy. He's a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the state of Maryland. And John McGreevy has some firsthand knowledge about child trafficking rings and compromised politicians. Listen to this clip from an interview with LaunchLiberty.com.
So I started documenting. That's what I was doing before the DOJ. So I started documenting everything. Managed to work my way inside because the people had already known me. I was a known quantity. They don't let you inside unless you've already been checked out. And I'd worked in these circles previously. So I was able to get inside, work in, and then actually get a job within one of these organizations, documenting it. The guns or drug shipments, things like this coming into Baltimore. I mean, if you look around Baltimore, they're not growing vast poppy fields.
I mean, folks, you're talking about a murder capital. So, John, you're saying that the DOJ and these, you were working with them and you were trying to expose this gun running that's going on, that's populating the streets with these guns that are being used to commit the crimes.
Well, I was working with the DOJ prior to this.
Okay.
That stopped in 2016 when Rod Rosenstein got tapped for DAG. But I still had everything in place. So when this opportunity came up, just like before, just like how it originally began in 2005, I started documenting it, passing the information on to law enforcement, and worked my way inside. And then in October 2020, they installed a system. This was, for lack of a better term, a legitimate streaming system for adult movies. Well, many of these people are invested in adult theaters, bookstores, things of this nature. And this is where you go in and, you know, you used to go in and drop the quarters and watch the dirty movies. Now you can pay up front, and now you can pay with credit card, and you can still pay with cash, but there's movies, but there's also live shows. And that's where the problem came in, because you can get to live shows without children in them. And you can go in, pay your $5 to go in the back. And once you're back there, people are going on different websites and buying different codes. And the codes, once you're in, you can punch in. Once you take over that system, it's yours. It's wide open. You punch in the code, it'll take you to a different location. You can watch movies with children in them. And if you pay enough, you pay enough for a code, you can get on, or you can pay in there with prepaid credit cards or whatever you want to do it. You can actually connect to the live shows, tell them what to do, watch it live.
Yeah, the more you pay, the more you play. And to elaborate on the children, I mean, this is anywhere from being an infant, toddler, adolescent, teenager. These children that are just being sold into sexual slavery, prostituted around, and then what are they going to do with them when they're done with them, when they're useless, when they can't make them any more money? They're done. They kill them.
Now, friends, we know that these child sex trafficking rings exist. We know that Pedogate is real. We know that Pizzagate is real. And we also know that one key Republican assured a Biden victory and his installation into the White House. And that Republican's name is Mike Pence. Mike Pence certified the election results. The buck stopped with Mike Pence as it pertains to the illegitimate election and installation of Joe Biden. So why? Why did Mike Pence certify fraudulent election results? Well, John McGreevy, the U.S. Senate candidate for the state of Maryland, explains. Listen to this testimony, which he has provided publicly on the record, and for which he could be sued into oblivion if it is not true. And I think it will help round out the complete story of why we are now stuck with an impotent, fully compromised, criminal, quote-unquote, president named Joe Biden.
Hello, everyone. John here to help. Otherwise known as John McGreevy, U.S. Senate candidate for Maryland. I'd like to address the video that follows. In early 2000, January 2000,
I was in South Carolina giving depositions to Lynn Wood and his staff. They were being vetted in real time. On one of the videos, deposition, I was talking about Pence. I told everyone on January 6th, 7th, 8th, that first week, that he was not going to certify the election on behalf of President Trump. He wasn't going to do it because he is compromised and controlled. And he is. On the deposition, I gave details about surveillance and about relationships that Pence had had with men and with boys going back to the early 2000s and on up into the official surveillance in 2012, 2013, things like that. At one point, the interviewer asked me point blank, what is this guy's name? We have a good team, we can find him. And I said, I believe his name is Rick. That sounds right. I'd only heard it referred to a couple of times on one of the surveillance tapes. Well, as it turns out, his name is not Rick. His name is Nick. Pretty close. And he's been found. That's what the videotape is dealing with. Now, on the videotape, it is loaded with information that you can dig on and you can confirm. It's all over the place. Vice President Pence, had a relationship with this young boy starting when he was about 14. This person, Nick, actually discusses it because he was already being abused by other state legislatures. He does not refer to Pence as a state legislature because he wasn't. He was federal. He's in the House at the time, in the federal legislature. But the very first time he met him, Pence watched as this child was raped. Because he was not comfortable with the surroundings, didn't know if he would be exposed, he only watched at that time. These people and Pence continued to have a relationship with this child until he got older, when they lost interest. And they promoted him. They pulled strings for him. Got him jobs within government, even at a very early age of 14, 15 years old. They gave him access to other children for them. This guy was 14, 15 years old, already abused. And they gave him access and got him jobs dealing with child welfare in different states so they had access to other children. I discussed this in the Pence or deposition where I said this person had a long-term relationship with him and he started providing children to them. Many survivors of abuse do this, male and female. They have horrible guilt their whole life because of it, where they have been abused so much, they will offer other children, friends, acquaintances, whatever, to the abusers just so it doesn't happen to them again because of how hard it is, and they know what's going on. They have horrible guilt their whole life because of it. Now, this guy, Nick, he's nuts. He's a violent turd. But you really wouldn't expect anything else from someone who was a constant victim himself. Now, I gave the deposition January 2020, early. Mr. Wood put the deposition out with my face scrambled a couple weeks afterwards. At the end of January, this guy Nick, who was living under an assumed name in Ireland, announced that he had terminal cancer. First anybody had heard of it. But the story was already out there. The deposition was on the airwaves. Came out. January 20th, of course, the election was certified incorrectly. I'm going to get into that a little bit more in the past here, further on. It's because Pence was absolutely controlled. This is no different than somebody standing behind you with a pistol. You're going to say this. The jury deliberates and the foreman stands up and there's somebody behind them with a gun saying, you're going to say this or I'm going to blow you away. For Pence, it was, you're going to certify it a certain way or tonight a tape of you and that boy leaks out because they got him. So, this guy was living under an assumed name from 2018 to 2020. Didn't know that. Had people around President Trump worked with us closer. Had they not been so concerned with their job interviews and getting a position after the administration, they would have worked with us, and with their resources, we could have found this guy in England. I had enough details. We could have, easily. So we found him now. He faked his death in Ireland. Not England, Ireland, sorry. He faked his death in Ireland, moved to Scotland, and lived under yet another name. Now, this guy had multiple passports, multiple names, and a lot of financial support. Nobody wanted him found in January when the election was being certified. He announced a fake death in February, just a couple weeks after the story hit, because nobody looked for a dead guy. Weird timing. Now, Pence, in the vice presidential duties of certifying the election, for the first time since about 1930, he changed the language. You can find it online. And added, as everybody says, very carefully worded in there, for the first time in decades. And if you read it, it's online. There's actually some online different versions going back decades. He added enough in there to show that he was proceeding on the word of these people from the state who told him that these counts were accurate. Basically, what he's saying is, it's not my fault. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't certify it myself. I'm going on their word. Now, in court, I'm not a lawyer, but that fits the definition of hearsay. If he's a lawyer, he would know that. He gave himself an out. He was prepared. He thought this information would come out quick. Because the deposition was out there, his whole background was out, he thought it would come out much sooner. So they had the guy kill himself off, and they continued to give him support overseas, money, passports, you name it. The video fills in all the rest. It's all right there. Now, if a confession is beaten out of someone, it has no weight before the court. It's invalid. It has to be reversed and thrown out. I'm not a lawyer. Does that count with the certification? A lot of people in Congress especially say that Biden's the president because the election was certified. Doesn't matter what the states say. Doesn't matter who voted. Doesn't matter anything, fraud possibly, but and there was. It was certified. That's what does it. That's why they can stand up and legitimately say with a smile on their face that the election was perfect. It was certified. He's the president. Well, if there's a guy with a gun behind your head, then it wasn't legitimate. Okay? It's self-preservation. He could have stood up there and said anything. They could have made him say anything at that point because he knew what would happen that night if he didn't. Videos of him and these boys would come out. He could have stood up there and swore up and down that he was a giraffe. And he would have done it with conviction. Because they can make him say whatever they want him. Well, that child, Nick, hasn't been found. And he's not holding back. He is upset. He's messed up, as you would expect any violent abuse victim to be. And he's talking out. And because he's been found, we found other victims. Many of them in their early 30s now, a couple in their late 20s. But if Pedo Pence, Sugar Tush, wants to do anything about it, I invite him to do so. Take me to court. Let's get in there. Discovery will be epic. And the list of people I put on the stand will not be soon forgotten. Period. Now, can this be used to turn over the election? One would hope. But we'll see. I'm sure it'll be fought. But there it is. Now, since January 2020, people put their faith in me. Mr. Linwood has, others. And I did not lie. There it is. It's out now. They were just hiding him overseas under a different name. If the people around Trump, like I said, weren't so concerned with lining up a big high-paying gig afterwards, he'd still be there. But here we are. Thank you very much. I hope this gives some relief to the people who trusted in me. I did not lie, and there it is. And they have Like, for example, Mr. Wood has been subject of a ton of abuse and challenges to his law license because people didn't like the message. Well, let's do that now. Let's get on the stand. I got some witnesses for you. Perry, thank you again for your time. It all has to come out now. We won't survive another couple years. Please allow me to say thank you for supporting me and pimp my candidate and my campaign once more. As John McGreevy, I'm a U.S. Senate candidate for Maryland. I appreciate your support and whatever you can do to help. We're not holding back anymore. This has to come out. The country will not survive as we're going.
Now, who's behind it all? I think we all agree that the current president not only is illegitimate, but he's a doofus. And anybody that says that they're incompetent, they are giving them the benefit of the doubt. This is deliberate. The lawlessness in the cities that we're seeing, in Democratic cities, this is deliberate. They're trying to create chaos, trying to create fear. All these things we're seeing are not by accident. It is deliberate, and we must hold them accountable.